Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio station signal, 94.9. So we are all over the place. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, you can hear Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network. Again, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Well, the city of St. Clairsville, Christmas in July, bike parade. That's the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
A lot of people think that the city of St. Clairsville is run by the mayor and city council. Lovely mayor, so-so city council. But in fact, it's actually run by Jen McMillan, who runs pretty much the whole thing there. She's very quiet, very low-key, but... Anyway, she is a very special guest. I went in to see Catherine. Catherine wasn't there. She was avoiding me again, which is fine. But Jen McMillan was there and said, hey, what about this City of St. Clairsville Christmas in July bike parade? Can you give us some help here to let the people know about it? And I said, give you help. Jen, we'll get you on the air, and you can tell them yourself. So Jen McMillan, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Are you keeping everything in line there in St. Clairsville?
I'm doing my best.
Excellent. I don't know how you keep your composure with that city council, though. You ever get the nerve to just walk over there and just bitch slap every one of them as you walk across from one end of the room to the other?
I raised three children, so I know how to hold my... I know how to hold it together.
In other words, yeah, she wants to do it, but she can't. All right, I understand. So, Jen McMillan, tell me about Christmas in July in St. C. What is that all about?
So Christmas in July, it's just something fun. We're going to do the Main Street Association is just going to have all of their businesses open, and they're going to have specials. I'm sorry, it's too early. They're going to have all of their stores open with specials for, with Christmas, just something fun with different... cannot think. My goodness.
Will they be handing out stuff?
Christmas specials. And then after that, after that, we're going to have a Christmas bike parade. So normally I do it around 4th of July, but this year it has just been so stinking hot. And we just could not find a good time to do it. So I decided to do it after this Christmas in July event. So, and the free bike, the bike depot in Wheeling, he and his son started this. They started refurbishing bikes when his son was in the Boy Scouts. Hmm. And he got a hold of me and was like, hey, you're doing a bike parade? And I said, yeah. He's like, I've got a bunch of free bikes. And I was like, well, great. So he said, all right, well, I'm going to bring them to you and you can give them away. And I was like, okay. So this started in 2021, so we're going to give away some free refurbished bikes. They are not brand new, and it's first come, first serve, but the child has to be there because we have to size the bike to the child, and it's just awesome. It's a way to recycle bikes and to make sure kids have something to do. When you come, bring your own bike as well. Decorate it. It can be a bike, a scooter, a wagon, anything that's not motorized. We're going to close off the street from the courthouse to the light at to the light, and we will just ride our bikes for an hour, have some fun, decorate your bike Christmas themed. Hanukkah themed, whatever is your preference, and just have a blast.
It's so much
fun.
Yeah, it sounds great. Now it's this Saturday, July 19th, right?
Yes, July 19th, this Saturday We're going to start about 4 o'clock passing out the bikes. We are very limited this year because of the flood victims in Wheeling. John Warnick has been passing out bikes to those children. So he is very limited on the free bikes. But we're going to start about 4 o'clock. You can start lining up, getting ready. You can start decorating your bikes, your own bikes, your own scooters, your own wagons, your own, you know, whatever you bring yourself.
Now, Jen, let me ask you this. This bike parade, Saturday, July 19th, it's from what, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
Courthouse, Main Street, and you're going to go from the courthouse to what, Route 9, that intersection?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
And that's the bike parade, but at 4 o'clock, that's when you're going to start giving away bikes to kids, is that
yes,
right?
But it's very limited this year. I think there's only going to be about 15. But if you feel the need to bring your own, we can do some sort of exchanges this year. And you can bring your own already decorated.
Oh, okay. Now, the bikes that are decorated for the bike parade, is that just for children or could adults decorate their bikes as well?
You can decorate your own bikes. We normally do it ages 15 and you know, to zero. But we've had such low numbers, I think everybody can come ride their own bikes.
All right. Well, that would be a lot of fun. I could certainly see that. And from 12 o'clock until 5 o'clock, that's Christmas in July Main Street event in St. Yes. Clairsville. So all the stores are going to be open as they are normally on Saturday, but they're going to have, yes, what, different specials for anyone who walks in?
Yes.
Is it like your great event for Halloween where all the stores are open and people walk into the different stores, say hello, whatever, and get neat stuff?
Yes.
Okay, but you don't have to.
It will not be blocked off during that time.
It will not be blocked off.
No.
Okay. So, what was it like with during bike parades other years in St. C. the Christmas in July bike parade? You've had these bike parades now for several years, or is this the first one?
Yes. No, this is not the first year. I've had them. We started in 2021 because, you know, of COVID. We were trying to think of safety things to do with kids, and COVID really just really put a thing on kids, and we just were trying to get together with trying to think of things to do, and I, you know, was just going through Pinterest and just trying to think of things to do, and I saw this thing called a bike parade that some neighborhoods were doing, and for 4th of July. And so I was like, all right, we're going to do this for 4th of July. And so this is the first year we're doing it for Christmas in July.
All right.
And so I would have the kids decorate their bike 4th of July, but this year we're doing it for Christmas in July. And there were kids that, there was a kid last year, she had her wagon all decked out to look like a picnic table, and it was absolutely adorable. So she looked like she was having her own little picnic, and it was, she had like plates, and it was absolutely adorable. There is a little boy that has started since 2021. He has a cop uniform. It was a little too big then, but last year it was starting to get a little too tight. So I'm hoping he was able to find a new one for this year because he just absolutely adores Officer Clark. So I'm hoping he is able to find a new cop uniform, you know, to be able to wear this year.
Well, I'm sure Greg will probably buy him a new one if wanted to. Greg's that kind of guy when he's not in the dunk tanks and all. Will you have a dunk tank there for Greg Clark?
No, I will not.
That's too bad.
This is only for bikes.
Ah, well, still. Now, is there going to be some sort of judging who has the nicest Christmas decorations on their bikes?
No, not this year. We just decided to have kids decorate their own bikes and ride around on the street. It got to be a little too hard to find the judges and get the prizes together. It was just... It just was a little too rushy this year to get the prizes together, to get the sponsors for them. We just, it's getting difficult to get sponsors, and as a city, we're not allowed to purchase things for this. We have to get everything donated, and it was difficult to find this year.
Really? So, my goodness gracious. Well, you might want to talk with Lisa. She's the new head of the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce.
I know.
Maybe she can call in some favors or whatever. Maybe that'll work out.
I know. And I'm not allowed to use tax money, and I'm extremely conscious of that. I do not use any of, the city's money.
Well, how much money do you need? How much money do you need right now for this event, City of St. Clairsville, Christmas in July, the bike parade for these kids? How much money do you need from different sponsors total?
To give out prizes, I usually do a prize for each age group. I'm trying to think what I've done in the past. Just a simple prize, maybe $100.
All right.
Or a little more.
All right. So we still have time if people want to become sponsors of this. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, all my listeners, if you want to do something nice for not a lot of money, please consider being a sponsor for this Christmas in July bike parade for these poor kids. The kids are going to have their bikes all dolled up for Christmas, green and red, and, heaven knows what else. And the City of St. Clairsville is looking for sponsors. If you have a business in Belmont County, especially St. Clairsville, a business in Belmont County, and you want to get more exposure for your business, you hear that? You know what that is? That's opportunity knocking. Ouch. God, that hurts. It's opportunity knocking. And this is a great chance. I'm dead serious about this. Jen is mocking me, but I'm dead serious about this, that this is a great opportunity for you, for your business. Not only for being a nice human being, which I'm sure you are, you're listening to me, of course, but also for your business to get more exposure for your business. $100 or a few hundred bucks for a sponsorship for this event. By the way, Jen, what do the sponsors get?
The sponsors get the chance to give these children a prize to show up and have their bikes decorated, and I will announce their name at the event, saying that they sponsored this event, and I was able to purchase or give the direct, whatever they choose to sponsor. I can either buy gift cards with that money or... I don't know. It depends on what they choose to sponsor.
All right, let's.
I will definitely announce their name at the event.
How many people do you think are going to be there? 50, 100 people watching this?
It just depends. I mean, the first year I had very little. The second year it was huge. There's been between 50 and 100 people.
All right, that is a great amount. Here's what I'm going to do. For anyone, any business or individual who wants to sponsor, gets in touch with you, I will be more than happy to also announce the names of the people, of the businesses, give each one of them a free plug, if you will. I'm getting nothing out of it, but a free plug for each one of them for stepping up, short notice, but stepping up. I can do that next week on my show. So if you give me the list of all the businesses, all the people who are stepping up between now and Saturday to help you, I will announce their names, if they want their names announced, and their businesses, plug their businesses on my show next week. You give me their names, numbers, you give me all the information, and I will be more than happy to do that. If that will help anyone become a sponsor, any business to become a sponsor for the City of St. Clairsville Christmas in July Bike Parade, I'm happy to do that, okay?
All right,
Jen.
Well, thanks so much. I never even thought about that.
Well, I'm happy to do it. Now, Jen, we're almost out of time. I always give my guest the last word. You want to go run down the list again of the important points regarding this Christmas in July bike parade, Saturday, July 19, from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and the Christmas in July Main Street, noon to 5. Anything you want to say, you've got about a minute or so, up to a minute to say it.
All right. From noon to 5, all of the businesses on Main Street will be having specials with their businesses. There may be a few food trucks there. There may be a few extra vendors. along the street. The streets will not be closed during that time. However, from 4 to 6:30, part of the main street will be closed for the bike parade. Come down, any ages, decorate your bike, Christmas, Hanukkah themed, and ride your bike. We will have a blast.
Yeah, it sounds great, Jen McMillan. For more information, how do people get in touch with you, especially potential sponsors? What's the phone number?
Call me at the city, 740-695-1324, extension 1000, and give me a call.
All right, one more time. What is that number?
740-695-1324, extension 1000. My email's on our website as well, stclairsville.com.
That is great. Jen McMillan, thank you so very much. Thank you for continuing to run St. C so beautifully. Give my best to Catherine. Give my best to Sammy. And let me know if we get some sponsors here for you. And I'll plug them shamelessly next week on my show to help you. I hope it helps. So you have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much. I didn't even think of that.
All right, Jen. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Jen McMillan there, the person who essentially runs St. Clairsville. Catherine helps, of course.